Thank you, and appreciate the opportunity. My name's Andrew Smith. I live in Franconia, New Hampshire. I'm a real estate broker and have been for the last 25 years. I have a company that has offices up and down 93 and basically up and down the Northern Pass corridor. I think it was Mr. Jones who said something like, this should be a no-brainer. Is real estate going to be impacted? Is the value of real estate going to be impacted? It should be a no-brainer, but just in case there's any question at all, let me unequivocally tell you that it is not only having a very negative impact, it's having it right now, every day in all of my offices. My agents are dealing with this every day with clients that either need to or have to or want to sell their property, and they just can't. They can't because of the fear of the unknown or the fear of the known. That this is a no-brainer, that a nice little three-bedroom, two-bath ranch over here with a view of the mountains, or a three-bedroom, two-bath mountain ranch over here with a 140-foot steel tower in its backyard, this house is going to sell. This one probably won't. If this one will, it will sell at a discount, a big discount. So Mr. Edick said, yeah, these are real-life problems, real-life people, and they're happening right now. The unfortunate part is, this hearing probably shouldn't be happening because the application is not complete. And these people are being put in horrible position, and they will be for years and years as this drags on until we just put it to bed. The people in this room are not going to go away. This problem is not going to go away. This is going to win, and these people are going to have spent 3 or 4 or 5 years of diminished value. I just want to share with you two very real-life situations. One is right down the road, Jefferson Road in Whitefield. This is a house that's currently on the market. Some folks came up, looked at it twice with a broker from the southern part of the state. The third time they came up, they just wanted to figure out where their furniture was going to go, come back to the office and make an offer. Instead, we got this email, and this was about 2 weeks ago. Hello, they're going to pass on this property. They like the home and the land, but further investigation, they saw that Northern Pass, which is designed to come down Route 116, through Whitefield. They were perplexed that this was not discussed with the property documents. Now, this is a property that's down the road on 116. You can't see the current line, which you certainly, it's right off Mountain View Grand right now. You can't see anything. It's not impacted by any power line now, but these folks have just lost a very nice buyer for their home because of the concept that this power line is gonna come through Whitefield. I've interviewed lots and lots of brokers. I talk to them every day, and I think I can just summarize it on what we're dealing with every day by a quote by a broker. It says, Andy, my own experience has been that buyers would not even look at the properties if they were near the Northern Pass. I did have one sale fall through on Trapper Road in Campton when it was discovered that Northern Pass might impact the property. Mostly buyers just stay away from any properties that have any possibility of being impacted. I respectfully ask that you do the right thing and have Northern Pass stay away also. Thank you.